At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Chris, whether it's been here on Panthers Playbook, you and I doing radio together, whether it's doing Culture State, whatever it is, we can always say that we are aligned. And that is something that hopefully the Carolina Panthers are going to be, because we heard that word a lot at the press conference on Thursday.
We have 366 days after Frank Reich was introduced as a new head coach. We have a new head coach with the Carolina Panthers.
Alignment. That's what it's all about. We'll get things aligned after this intro. Let's get this sucker started.
The state of North Carolina covers 53,000 square miles. It is the habitat of the feared Carolina Panthers. Get dialed in, Panthers fans, for an in-depth look at your team. Exclusive interviews, locker room insight. Let's huddle up for Panthers Playbook. Here are your hosts, Dennis Cox and Chris Lee.
Welcome back to another episode of Panthers Playbook. That's Chris Lee. Dennis Cox here with you. All right, leave your thoughts in the comments section below. I know people are going to say comments about the intro, feared Carolina Panthers. That's what our intro says. And
that's
Dan Morgan today.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. That's what they want. See, we're trying to manifest. We're trying to manifest it. Dan Morgan says, you know what? They're not feared right now. So leave your thoughts in the comments section. By the way, speaking of Dan Morgan, Chris, you had a one-on-one with Dan Morgan, the new general manager, and you had a one-on-one with Dave Canales. You're going to hear those in a little bit, but listening to that press conference and watching it from afar, Chris, you were there in Charlotte for the press conference. Not going to lie, Dave Canales knocked that thing out of the park, man.
I was going to ask, what was your point of view watching? Because being there, I was just like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get that feeling.
If he was selling cars, I'm driving off the lot with something new. That's all I'm going to say. I was bought in. I really was.
I'm going to be real. I didn't get that feeling with Matt Rhule. I was at Matt Rhule's intro presser. Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule came off kind of corny, but likable. Like, if you hang out with him, he's going to be like telling dad jokes and everything. You're just like,
you know, at the end of the day, I'm cool, but man,
like, you can only take so much of Matt Rhule. He's that guy where it's like, you know, maybe he's around for an hour and a half, and now you're looking at your watch like, okay, I enjoyed this hour and a half, but it's time to get stepped. Yeah, that's how I felt about Matt Rhule. Last year with Frank Reich, I was like, nice guy, kind of boring.
Typical coach speak stuff.
You know, like nothing exciting about him. Dave Canales, I was just like, yo, can I play?
Yeah, right.
Like, let me drop some weight and be a running back for you, because I'm the size of a running back. So, he was exciting to me. Now it's just going to be a matter of if he can get the rest of the locker room excited.
Mm-hmm. That's really it. Speaking of the locker room, there were a few guys in the locker room or current Carolina Panthers that were in attendance today. And there were several former Carolina Panthers that were in attendance today. And on the show that I produce on 99.9 The Fan, The Drive with Tim Donnelly, you actually joined the show on Thursday afternoon talking about the press conference and such. But there's something that you mentioned that kind of got Tim's attention. He noticed that Dan Morgan, during the press conference, continued to say, calling out Jonathan Stewart, who said, you know, got to get the guys that, you know, that dog in them, right? Because that's something that Jonathan Stewart would say. Mentioned Mushin Muhammad. He mentioned guys like Jake Delhomme. He mentioned Lakeek Lees, like those guys, like these Panther greats, right? Not once did he mention a current Panther player. He's like, we need to be a feared team. We need to be that tough team. We need to be that team when other teams show up at our field or they see our logo. They're like, we're in for one. And he mentioned all the former players, even though there were current guys on the team in that room. Not one of them mentioned. It was almost like a call out being like, hey guys, what's been in the past ain't good enough. Better toughen up or you're about to get the heck out of here. I think there was some subliminal messaging that some of Tim brought up that there was some underlying messaging to the current guys in the locker room, either get tough or get out.
And honestly, the only two Carolina Panthers who are currently on the roster that were named was Bryce Young and Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
And that was by Canales. He mentioned wanting to, you know, build around Bryce's strengths. We'll talk about that later. You talked about having a great run game behind Chuba Hubbard. Other than that, nobody else was mentioned. And so you're right. And that was one of those things where it was an eye-opening moment because it really did feel like he was calling him out. So just to give you my standpoint, my point of view.
Yes, you were there.
There was, you know, two sections, an aisle down the middle, and Canales and Dan Morgan were more so positioned right in front of the section that the media was sitting in. The first three rows or so were basically, you know, friends, dignitaries. You know, Tepper was on that front row in my section. The other side, on the other side, was where Canales and Dan Morgan and their families were sitting. In front of me, you know, it was Brant Tillis, Tepper, you know, I guess some, you know, Panthers executives and things like that. Then in the row behind them, that was where you saw Jonathan Stewart, Thomas Davis Sr. Then you had Mike Tolbert next to him and a few others. Mike Rucker was there, a few other former Panthers. And then on the other end of that same row, on the same section, that's where you saw Icky and Chandler Zavala and Brady Christensen and other people who are part of the roster. When Dan Morgan was talking about what he wanted and was talking about the past, he was looking straight at the former guys. He never once looked over to his right to say, hey, we want some dog in this. No, he was like, we want some dog in this, like Thomas Davis, like Jonathan Stewart. When he's saying those things, he's looking at those guys. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was also very interesting with it. And I brought up on the show, like, Dan Morgan in real life has crazy eyes. And he's a guy that, like, you could tell he means business, and you could tell that he's about everything he's speaking about. When he gets on that field, he's going to do everything that he needs to do to get a win. Those types of guys are scary to go against because, you know, that they would literally put their life on the line. And with all the concussions he's had, he damn near did it. You know what I'm saying? He
pretty much has.
He damn near did it. So I thought that was a very interesting part of the press conference. I'm wondering which guys are going to answer the call. And I'm also wondering, too, if that was a part of his interview with David Tepper to get him the job. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I saw what was on tape with these guys. I saw evaluation. But because I wasn't the general manager, I didn't get a chance to really be hands-on and see who really has that dog in them. We picked a few guys that didn't really have that dog. I know what the dog looks like. I've played around him. I had guys after me that had that dog in them. Mm-hmm. Now, as general manager, I can go and look somebody in the eye and see if it's there. And that makes me wonder if that was a part of his pitch. And he came off as very serious and stern about his job. I feel like he was a little bit more feared than Scott Fitterer. Nobody was scared of Scott Fitterer. It's like, whatever. You're going to be scared of Dan Morgan when you walk in the building.
And speaking of which, you're talking about that pitch to David Tepper and everything for the job. You got to speak to him one-on-one, and you asked him, Chris, let's go right to that conversation. Here's Chris, that conversation one-on-one with the new general manager, Dan Morgan, asking, like, hey, you used to work under Scott Fitterer. How are you different? Here's that conversation.
We have a brand new general manager of the Carolina Panthers, Dan Morgan, joining me right now. Dan played for this team, of course, assistant general manager, now general manager. I know that you've had a lot of time to kind of think about it, but what's the excitement level for you to have this position for this team that you play for?
I'm really excited. I'm enjoying the moment, but I'm definitely ready to get to work, kind of have this behind me a little bit and get in the draft room, talk about free agency, talk about the draft, and you know, help build this roster and, you know, make it a championship roster.
You were a part of this team as they were building the roster the last few years. What's different under your leadership with you at the top versus as the assistant general manager?
Right. You know, you know, I think we're all different, right? Everybody's, you know, everybody has different philosophies, different plans, the way they do things. And, you know, that'll be no different with me. I'm going to bring my style. I'm going to bring, you know, little things that I think, you know, I may want to implement. And I'm going to work my butt off to make sure that we field a championship team.
One thing I thought was interesting that you said in a press conference, you wanted opponents, when they drive up, to fear that logo that's right there on your chest. With what you know about Dave Canales, how is he the right guy to help build this team in a way, or help lead this team in a way as you're building it, to make people fear that logo when he put it?
Yeah, I think it's a culture thing. I think Dave's he's a culture builder. And part of the culture is going to be toughness. It's going to be tenacity, you know, physical players. But we're also, you know, we're going to have our other side too. You know, we're going to have the speed, the athleticism, more finesse stuff too. But we want this logo to be feared. And we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen.
You mean taking the Bojangles and cook out after this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dan Morgan, join us. Thank you so much.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
All right, so that was Chris, you one-on-one with Dan Morgan. I know you only got a chance really to ask a couple of questions for him, but the fact that you still got to ask him that question, which I was anticipating someone in the press conference to actually ask it, but no one actually did. I appreciate you having the guts to do it. But the guy that he hires, Dave Canales. All right, what's your thoughts on Bryce Young? 100%. That's everything. That's got to be part of, if you're going to get this job, how are you going to fix number nine? Simple as that. And he came in with like, I'm going to figure out what Bryce Young works, like what works for him, playing at his best, play to his strengths. We're going to build everything around that. And everything we're going to do is going to work around him. It's like, the one thing that we needed the most, right? Because here's the thing. When Frank Reich got hired last year, there was no quarterback in place. They had the number one pick, or they eventually traded for it, but there was no quarterback in place.
Yeah.
Canales comes in knowing who that guy is, which I think is actually going to be good for him, because Reich, he just had an offense, but didn't have it to catered or tailored, I should say, to one particular quarterback. Canales can do that coming in.
Yeah, he basically has 2 months of a head start. I mean, the Panthers knew last year at this time that they wanted Bryce Young. But you know, ultimately it wasn't there yet. Right. So, and at this point they hadn't even gotten the number one overall pick yet.
No,
they were still at number nine. That didn't happen until March. So he has, a head start to get that going. I thought that Canales said a lot of the right things today based off of wanting to build around what, Bryce Young does right. He wants to build around the run game. And mentioned Chuba Hubbard specifically, but then here's the other thing that caught me. He did some other name drops as well. He wants a zero Evero on his roster, on his coaching staff.
On staff, yeah.
He was like, look, I went against this guy when he was with the Rams. He wasn't DC there, but you know, he was playing. He was a positional coach. You know, I know the type of defense he comes from. I was with the Seahawks. It was always tough going against that team, and then. Now he's with the Carolina Panthers. I went against them twice, and I was the offensive coordinator going against that defensive coordinator for two games. It was tough. And he was like, I want that guy on my team. He also mentioned Jim Caldwell. And Dennis, like before we started Panthers playbook, he was somebody I kept bringing up that like, hey, Panthers, give him a call at least for offensive coordinator or something. He was sitting in Winston-Salem. Looking for his opportunity to get back in the NFL. Nobody was utilizing him. This is a guy that's worked with Peyton Manning. This is a guy that's been on winning rosters. He's a guy that, you know, I would say before Dan, what's my guy's name?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell got to, thank you. Before Dan, I was going to say Dan Quinn, but that's not the guy. Hello, Commanders. Before Dan Campbell got to the Lions, you could say arguably the best coach for the last 30 years for the Lions was Jim Caldwell. Yeah. He just didn't have the roster, but he did so much more with them than what anybody else could over the last 30 years or so. And so, you know, he was kind of sitting at home, chilling, and they brought him in, and, you know, Canales understands what he has in that guy, and he wants him to stay as well. So Canales said all the right things, and he wants to get all the right people put together. He's just not clearing house and saying, this is my way. He's literally looking at, okay, what's right about this place? Now let's build on that. And that's literally like his motivation and the way that he's going about trying to build this thing since he's been hired.
Well, you got a chance to talk to him one-on-one and ask him a couple of questions. Here's Chris's conversation with the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales.
I'm here with the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales, and you just got introduced here, and we're excited to see what you have on board. But your NFL journey starts with Pete Carroll giving you a chance. What was it like just starting the relationship with him? What did he see in you to allow you to have this chance to make this jump to the NFL?
So I was part of his high school camps when I was a junior college coach. And these camps are so much fun. He wanted it to be high energy. He wanted it to be a lot of teaching, everybody working, not staring down at your scripts, but running all around. And I think he could sense that that was just me. And when he had an opportunity to hire me in 2009, I was able to join his staff at USC and then just followed him to Seattle, 6 or 7 different job titles, and just a whole lot of mentoring, a lot of encouragement, a lot of challenging conversations along the way. And I can't say what a great resource he's been and will continue to be for my first chance to be a head coach.
It seems like you have a lot of great energy just like him as well, so that's also going to be welcomed. When you come here and you are actually getting a chance to start as the head coach and get everything started, you look back towards last year, the two times that you faced the Carolina Panthers. What went right on offense that you saw that you want to be able to build upon, that you've already saw just from the sidelines last year in Tampa?
As far as the Panthers offense goes, I want to see the commitment to the run game. I want to see commitment to simple tools for the quarterback, which I know he can handle, to have that growth, because I felt like there was enough here to have more success, you know, and I'm looking forward to finding that and maximizing what we have.
Have you already had cookout, Bojangles, that type of stuff yet here in North Carolina yet?
I have not. No, I've just been here just for a couple of days. Okay. Other than a few times we played and some food we had after the games, you know, but I'm excited about it.
Okay. Dave Canales here with us in WRE.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
All right, Chris, we're going to wrap up here on this. My final thought here on Dave Canales, the energy that he brings is palpable. Like, you can feel it. Like, it is noticeable. And he definitely, the moment he speaks, when he starts talking, he gets your attention, which I think is big. Because not just trying to like just to bash on Frank Reich, but Frank Reich's a little bit more, you know, monotone, you know, kind of ho-hum kind of sounding. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of sleepy. But no, this dude's got energy, and he comes from Pete Carroll, which some people have actually called him like a Pete Carroll Jr. in terms of his energy and his positivity and how he handles things. Like, oh, you could do a lot worse than that, you know, in terms of energy. How's he going to handle the locker room? How's he going to handle personalities? And like you mentioned, Chris, he's going to figure out, all right, what works? All right, let's take what works, build that up, and work around it and fix things around it, as opposed to just completely just blowing it up so I can do it my way. He realizes, hey, there's some working parts here. We can make things work with some of these pieces. Let's add to it and build.
Yeah. And that's going to be very important. I am I'm excited to see kind of what happens with that. But here's another thing that I thought was kind of interesting, which is a different setup than the last few times. When Matt Rhule was hired, Scott Fitterer was not in the picture. He came in after.
Yep.
And then last year, it was very apparent that Scott Fitterer wasn't the one to hire Frank Reich. It was David Tepper. It really felt like Dan Morgan looked at Dave Canales and said, that's our guy. And Mr. Tepper, if you will allow me, we need to bring that guy in here. And that was something I really felt. And you could feel the chemistry between those two guys. I think Frank Reich said a lot of buzzwords last year, you know, collaboration. And you'd hear Scott Fitterer kind of, you know, repeat the same thing. Yeah, great collaboration. But you never really felt like that was really there, right? Because they weren't each other's guy.
And obviously they never was.
Yeah. And Canales and Morgan, they're each other's guy. Like, they really like each other from their time with the Seattle Seahawks. And you could see that and you could feel that. Here's something that was very interesting. I didn't get a chance to get close to David Tepper, but Joe Person from The Athletic did. And I don't know if you saw his tweet, but he said he put this, quote, asked if he was going to do interviews today. Panthers owner David Tepper said with the wry grin, no, I'm in the background now. That's yep. big.
That's big.
That's big.
Hopefully that is the case.
That's big.
You can still be in the background pulling strings, but
that's true.
That's, you know, but you know what? I did notice that today. Tepper's like, he just gave his introduction. He's up there for about 45 seconds. All right, turn it over. Which hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully things starting to move in the right direction. We'll see, Chris. Time will certainly tell. But until then, until we get games, we still have free agency coming up. We have the NFL draft that's coming up. That's why you got to make sure you stay locked in here on Panthers Playbook, because we're going to have episodes through you throughout the offseason and so much more. So make sure you subscribe. Hit that notification bell.
Last thing I'll say, Brant Tillis coming from the Chiefs. Was really instrumental in getting, you know, Chris Jones his contract. Because remember, Chris Jones was holding out with the Chiefs and, you know, he needed to get paid, right? He knows what it's like to, you know, talk to those guys and deal with those guys. He did Patrick Mahomes' last contract. And
restructure,
And help to restructure it as well to get people in. It'll be very interesting to see what he does. Bringing that guy in, who's been able to keep this Super Bowl winning franchise, this basically this, I guess, I don't know the word, but this team has been winning a lot lately. You know that he's probably, his task is, how can we keep Brian Burns and Derek Brown on our roster and us under the cap while still having room to go and get others? That is challenge that he's going to be tasked with. It'll be very interesting to see what happens this offseason.
Well, that's why you guys stay locked in here to Panthers Playbook, because we're going to talk about it when these things happen. All right, Chris, go enjoy. I know you just had a long day in Charlotte. Go rest up. By the way, happy Black History Month, by the way.
BHM. Hey, happy Black History Month to you, too, because Black history is our history. It's your history, too.
Fair enough. I appreciate that. Chris, be good. Till next time, y'all be good.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.